December 15th, Jesus is the light of the world. John 8:12 says, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, I'm a big Christmas light guy. Like right after Thanksgiving, I got out on the house, me and the boys, we put up our Christmas lights and I wrapped the columns on our porch, and I've still got even more plans to do more things to our house. So if you want to drive down Redbud Road on any night during December, you're going to see my house filled with Christmas lights. And the reason I love Christmas lights is because winter is so dark. Like I don't like that it gets dark at like 4:45 and you're in your house at 5 o'clock. When you're driving, you can hardly see because it's just so dark. And I'm fighting the darkness with Christmas lights because I want, when people drive down Redbud Road, I want them to see light rather than darkness. And really, that tells the story of the gospel, that Jesus is the light of the world. Now, why is that significant? Because, well, the world is in darkness. The world is dark. The world is sinful and twisted in all sorts of ways. And Jesus, in the culture, in this world, he is a light in contrast to the darkness. And what he says is, hey, if you follow me, then you're not going to walk in darkness because you're going to have the light of life. So Jesus is telling us, hey, the world you live in and occupy, it's a dark place. And in order to be light in darkness, in order to see where you're going, in order to know the right path to take, you have to follow Jesus, because Jesus is the light of the world. He is that true revelation of God. He is our perfect north. He is the one who knows how the world should be and how you should be in the world. So when you follow the Lord Jesus, you know the right way to go. You know how to see in the darkness. And by the way, this isn't like an abstraction where it's like, I think I'm just going to follow Jesus today. No, you have to actually get in his word, pursue him, listen to what he says, listen to his words in scripture, and then apply them and do them in your life so that you're actually following Jesus. Not the Jesus you think, but the Jesus who speaks, the Jesus who is, who's commanding you in the way you should go. And I remember right when I got done with all my Christmas lights, EVK comes in the living room and says, Dad, are you going to put up any more lights? And so her whole house is filled with lights, but she says, hey, can we have a little bit more? Because light is good compared to darkness. So I want you to think about today, are you walking with Jesus, and do you have light in you, and is it showing forth? And that question that Evie has, hey, Dad, can we put up a few more? What is something you could do in your life that would just be one more light in the darkness? How could you follow Jesus a little closer and show his glory a little bit more? Because guess what? Redbud Road doesn't just need to see light. Everywhere you go needs to see light in darkness. And that light is the Lord Jesus Christ. So follow him and shine him everywhere you go, because Jesus is the light of the world. And what the world needs is a little more light.